Welcome to Femdom Frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite Southern sensual dominatrix. And this episode is called Suffering. But before we get to the story, do let me remind you that I have started video podcasting over there on Just a Little Torture, and now I've started it on Bedtime Stories with Mistress Victory as well. So it's just 99 cents a month. Such a small amount of change. You can probably find it in your couch cushions. And you can see me as well as hear me. So why not step up and add a little luxury to your life? And if you do love the sound of my voice, then call me on nightflirt.com. Confess your fantasy, and I will set you free. Then, if you want to see something naughty, well, there's ismygirl.com. Now, the great thing about Is My Girl is not only will you see really, really juicy pictures and videos, but I can also do one-on-one streaming with you so we can have our very own online session. And the big news is that I'm halfway finished with my upcoming book, Femdom Glory. So every single one of you better run out and buy a copy as soon as I'm done, if you know what's good for you. Now, you know what I always say. Sit your butts down, pay attention, and make sure you listen, because it's time for you to learn a brand new lesson. The text said, I need to suffer. I perked up. My interest was certainly sparked. I waited for the little circling dot dot dots to become words, anxious to read more. Then came the rush of begging. He pleaded for an extreme session. He wanted pain, anguish, humiliation, and fire. My mind raced with the possibilities, but I didn't get my hopes up yet. Most of these messages amount to nothing, but I replied, when? He said he could be here in 2 hours. He professed his intentions, said he was dead serious and wanted to worship me in agony. He added that he wanted to wear my scent home and immerse himself in me to perpetuate the memory, then live in chastity until he returns for more. My excitement grew and I set my plan into action. I gathered my most devastating tools, shined my chain whip, and polished my cane. I sterilized my stainless steel sounds and filled my torch with butane. I was ready to bring the pain. Now, y'all, in his text, he requested cigarette burns, but I don't smoke nicotine. Such a nasty, stinky habit, and I do not have a death wish. I think Mr. Make Me Suffer does, though, and I aimed to take him to the edge. I told him I can do better than cigarettes. If he wants to burn, I assured him I would light him up, then drenched the flames with golden showers. I still doubted that he would have the nerve to follow through. I had seen it more times than I could count. As a matter of fact, it just happened the day before. It's common for a sub to text me with a litany about how much he wants to serve me, how he wants to kneel and endure my severity. Then I suppose he jerks off and forgets his promises. Still, I ready the dungeon, you know, just in case that he meant what he said. He didn't let me down. The doorbell chimed right on time. He fell to the floor and kissed my feet. I studied his face and I smiled in recognition. I smirked, "I know you," while I wrapped a choke collar around his throat. He looked up and answered, "Yes, mistress, I was one of your subs when you first started. But after you moved to a different town and Backpage went under, I couldn't find you anymore. There was never anyone better, so I was overjoyed when I finally discovered your website." Well, I thought to myself, that's dynamite. It was time to make his dreams real, so I pulled him behind me into the playroom and chained him to the wall. I shredded his clothes with a brutally sharp knife, baring his skin to my evil will. I started with a heavy leather flogger, painting his skin a vivid crimson. I got him good and warm with my winding figure eight pattern, a slow build of intensity. Next came the chain whip. Time to make it hurt. Suffering he wanted and suffering he would get. I lashed his flesh, leaving bright marks in my wake. He didn't say a word. Yes, he was breathing heavy, but beyond a few sighs, he remained silent. I wanted him to scream, so I grabbed my cane to ramp up the pain. I reared back and hit him hard. He grunted, but still no screams, y'all. I pelted him from top to his juicy bottom. Strikes decorated his physique. I ran my nails through the welts so that waves of mutilation consumed him. He whispered, nothing more. Well, he clearly needed more torture, so I stripped him from the door and threw him on the bed. I put him on his stomach and whacked his ass with my metal-studded paddle. When his skin was hot to the touch, I rolled him to his back and started my sounding attack. First, I used my smooth steel sound and inched it down his pee hole. He whimpered with delight as I slid the metal in and out of his slit. He liked it a lot, so I switched out the smooth steel for a beveled, textured tool. I thought, let's see how he likes this one, but apparently he loved it. More happy groans. His head tossed from side to side, but he was smiling. I decided it was time for him to burn. I warned, "You wanted cigarette burns, but I've got something better." I showed him my nectar collector. "I'm going to get the end of this red hot, then stick you with it." He looked expectant, excited, hopeful. He meant it when he said he needed to suffer. He was looking forward to it, so I didn't make him wait. I was looking forward to it, too. I wanted to see his reaction, observe his agony. The torch hissed, and soon the end of my pipe was red fucking hot. I let it cool a mere 3 seconds, then touched it to his balls. Perfect little white circles dotted his sack. My sub sucked his teeth, but still no screams. Well, 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 he wasn't lying when he said he craved torture. Why not give him more? I blazed the end of the pipe again, and this time I pressed it to the base of his penis. His eyes grew wide, but he kept his words inside. More circles, more pain, but everything remained the same. Oh, he was just too damn quiet. I was frustrated, so I said, "Doesn't it hurt?" He said, "Yes." One word, that was it. Well, damn it, I was going to have my fun one way or another, so I sat on his face and tightened the collar on his neck. I was so tired of that heavy breathing, I decided I wouldn't let him breathe at all. Not for a few minutes, anyway. I mean, I didn't plan to kill him, but I wanted him to wonder if I was gonna. He was turning blue, so I released the collar and ordered him to eat me out. He dove into my cunt, his tongue flicking and licking. Now I was really having fun. I bounced on his face, using his mouth to my satisfaction. I felt the tension mounting in my core, and soon I was drenching him in my cum. I let go and pissed on his head, his chest, his dick. I watered him like a garden and refused to let him wipe it off. I mocked, "I'm not going to let you shower. You wanted to wear my scent home, so your wish will come true." I grabbed his cock, stroking it viciously. I taunted, "This is the last time you will come for a while. You're going to be in chastity and only orgasm when you're here with me." The notion drove him wild, and he blew all over himself. I made him rub his spunk into his skin, mixing it with my urine. He was sticky from head to toe, but it's what he wanted. I praised him for his endurance, his ability to take my brutality, and his grace under pressure. I made a makeshift chastity cage from rubber bands and sent him home until he could get one of his own. He was a subspace giddy mess. Before he left, he bowed and claimed, "You are still the best. I didn't think you could get any meaner, but you did, and I worship you for it." I giggled, "Thanks. Now get the hell out." "Evil, that's me. I'll make you suffer beautifully. Love ya. Mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah."
Too late to reinvent the bicycle. path in life. The road that leads to all leads to one. There's only one true path in life. The road that leads to all.
Vision, inner vision.
You're sacred silence.